And Adam, let's just go back, because you've interviewed and spoken to and reminiscences from, what, over 60 people to produce what you're going to do?
That's right, we have, yeah.
Was it difficult to find 60 people, or did they come forward? Did you go and ask them?
Well, what happened was, really, to generate some interest in the project, we did a big public event in June. We called it the Barton and Treadworth Memory Fair. It was a whole day at the Picturedome Theatre. We invited local people to come along with their memories, with their old photographs, with anything of interest. And we were expecting maybe 50 people. We had over 250
wow.
turn up. So
you've had a lot of information to dissect. How have you decided which memories you're going to actually put in to the theatre piece?
Well, that was actually, I decided early on that rather than try to collect stuff from all of the massive material that we collected, we would identify four local people who had interesting stories to tell. And that's how we selected that.
So the four are?
Horton Mahmood, a lady called Leslie Phelps, who runs the hair salon on Barton Street, and a Polish lady called Valeria, who is telling us her story.
And the great news is there have been lots of spin-offs from this, I know, because you've trained over 30 volunteers in oral history collection. You've got a website, there's digital storytelling techniques and reminiscence theatre, all in this. So lots of people have benefited from your basic idea of getting the reminiscences in.
That is absolutely right. And that was one of the reasons why we got the funding, because this was going to impact on quite a large number of people. And, you know, I have to say that what we've done is we've barely scratched the surface. And what we want to do now and are pursuing, getting funding to really develop this work at the Picturedome, the archives want to continue, the university wants to continue. So this is just the beginning.
We're sitting in the Gloucestershire Archives to record this. Is the Gloucestershire Archives going to benefit from all this information you've collected in?
The way that the archives will benefit is that they will basically house all of the original recordings that we've made, plus the transcripts. They will also, they can receive photographs and documents from local people that have historical value. And this way we build up the picture of the local area and it becomes part of a permanent record.
Horton, thinking back to all your chats with Adam and what he recorded with you, do you have one favourite reminiscence you actually told him about Barton Street?
Well, there are plenty, you know, but looking back, it's living in Barton itself. It's such a nice, warm place to live in. And I must say, it's a good job that people like Adam is about, because I've heard many people, you know, used to moan about there is nothing going on in Barton Street. They were afraid that the old Picturedome would be sort of knocked down to billhouses. So when I was introduced, or Adam was introduced to me, well, you know, I didn't know exactly what the project would be. But
were you suspicious?
Well, I didn't know what to think, you know. I mean, but when I seen a bit at the end of it, well, I had to fight the tears back from my eyes, mine, you know, because it was really touching. And I don't think if I was sort of selected to go on the stage to act, I wouldn't be as good as these
young people that are doing it for you.
Very much so. I mean, they are marvellous. And I sincerely hope that a lot of people will attend just to see it. You know, I'm not saying because I'm in it. It is just great.
What about you, Mahmood? Can you remember back to a favourite reminiscence you gave to Adam?
Yes. What stuck in my mind was country dancing. A sort of died out tradition now in England. But I remember being one of the first Asians at my school, being Muslim, and having to go out into the playground and dance. And we don't dance. We don't do these things. And I had to hold the hand of a white girl, and she had to hold the hand of a black man. And it was most peculiar and most strange. And of course, you never talked about it afterwards. It was, I think, worse than PE.
When I did country dancing at school, you know, it was within the days when you had a wind-up gramophone. It started to slow down. You had to dash over and wind the handle quick.
Exactly. You must remember, I'm from the Caribbean with Asian parentage, so I had no idea what...
You're multicultural in your own right, you.
Absolutely. I had no idea what bagpipes were. When you had the sort of Gay Gordon reels going on, and you were hopping and skipping. I mean, you didn't go home hopping and skipping because it was a behaviour that was definitely alien.
The other thing about Barton I've just thought about is there are so many places of worship of all denominations throughout Barton, aren't there?
That's right. I mean, we were lucky that we had a visit from Bishop Michael when he first took over as Bishop of Gloucester to walk the area of Barton and Treadworth. And I took him to the mosque in Rycroft Street, which is built on the site of a brook, as was. And they had to pour so much concrete into the basement that if the atom bomb went off, the cellar would stay. So I had to say to him that Barton and Treadworth is the holiest place in Gloucester. And if he needed a retreat, he could come anywhere in our catchment area and the Lord would help him.
Oh, fantastic. Can you remember when the mosque was built? Because, I mean, it just seems to me to have been there forever now, but it hasn't been there forever.
No. The mosque was opened officially in 1987.
Right.
It was originally, in 1961, two terraced houses, which was used basically as a place for worship. When my father came, he was only going to stay here a few years. He wasn't going to set any roots down. But as the community grew, the population grew, and there was a need with the new education, because basically we were immigrants, if you like. We were carrying whatever baggage we had with us into Gloucester. It wasn't until the scholars started to arrive and people started to have ideas about actually making Gloucester a place that would be recognisable wherever they went in the world. And it's surprising that the families that have emigrated, friends of mine, have gone to New Zealand or America or Australia, and they still remember Gloucester because Gloucester is the place that they started from.